Shus Avi Mori. Well, the sugya and Daf Kavav and Aleph. There are two sugyas over here. The idea of Locha Shein Tzrich LeGufay and the idea of Kilkul B'Chaburo. So first to go through Locha Shein Tzrich LeGufay and what we came out from last Chaburo. We came out of Machlokes and Peter and Reb Shimon that Reb Yehuda says Yichai, Reb Shimon says you're a Potav Osir. And the Pashto Machlokes is about the idea that Reb Shimon says you're Potav from Lech Machsheves, so the Lech Machsheves, the Yisrael according to Reb Yehuda, why Yichayiv, where Rashi and the Mepharshim seem to explain that Reb Yehuda holds you need a Lech Machsheves also, except you have Lech Machsheves from Lech Macher, the fact that you need the off over here. Now, what defines Melacha Shein Tzrich LeGufay? We came out with 3 points. First, the idea of Melacha Shein Tzrich LeGufay is you have kavana for the Melacha. However, you do not have kavana for the tachlis of the Melacha. Mashing Dov Shem is Kavin, you have no kavana for the Melacha. That's number one. Number two, we came out, and we say tachlis for the Melacha, what defines tachlis of the Melacha? According to Tosfos in Tzadik Dalet, the tachlis of the Melacha, we look at the Mishkan. Therefore, the case of a marshal, someone's Tzor Nachosh, and he wants not to bite you. In the case of the Mishkan was not that situation. You would sell an animal for its skin. So for its skin, it would be nichel negedo tzrich legufoy. Masha'enken, when it's coming not to bite you, it's ain't tzrich legufoy. We look at the Mishkan. Masha'enken, Rashi and Dav Tzadik Gimel obeys, and the Birkat Hashem seem to go this way. Loshner Rashi, B'ritzayin loy boloy, loy rotsan loy. That means you have to tell us chiyuvis b'guva dover, b'guva melocha. You have to have a positive outcome in the thing itself. When tzad nachosh, when you want the aura, is a positive outcome of the thing itself, the mloch of tzad. Masha'ekin, if you do an act of tzad, because you not want to bite you, there's no positive outcome in the thing itself. It's a no shluli over here. Step three, when he said we have the idea according to Rashi, a positive outcome of the thing itself, we have Machlokes Rashi and the Ramban, how far to broaden this concept. Rashi seems to understand you look at the very limited, therefore the sugya of the case when you burn wood, look at only the wood, case chavala, look only at the person. And therefore, those cases, according to Rashi, af pam is nichol together a tzrich legufoy. Masha'enken, the Ramban seems to look at a broader way. Look at the wood that has a fire to it, that has heat coming out of it, to lead to the act of cooking. Look at the case of whether it's the Til Shishamor, or Burr, or Grazes, or these situations. You separate one side from another. Then you look at the act of Hafrodo, and therefore, whether it's a Te'elis in one side, or Te'elis in the other side, where the graces is the tellus for the here, or tellus for the body, you look at the broader picture, same thing again, chavala, what's the tellus for the person, or the outside factor, therefore, nichol in the category of tzrich legufay. And then I was asking, if so, according to Ramban, why is nichol ain't tzrich legufay? So again, the Ramban himself answers this question, the way the stifle explains, that by every malacha of separating things, by graces, it has to be separated. You always need two things. By burial, you always need two things. Since you always need two things, chavala, two things, therefore we look at the broader picture. Masha'enken, achayfa guma, whether it's in a bayis, nichol negedo baina, whether it's in a sodor, nichol negedo chayush, in the act of baina, you do not need to separate two things. You can put one brick on top of another. Negedo chayush, the way the Mishnah explains at the beginning of Siman Shalom Avav, is you're softening the ground to prepare for the act of putting seeds inside. What do? You just flip over the ground. Or you water it, that also softens the ground. Since it is not forced to entail two aspects over here, therefore we look at the thing itself. Achayfa guma is only the whole. You want only the offer. Nichol negedo melacha shein tzrich legufay. That was Bekitzur where we came out last Chaburo. That means Be'ikuvethi Malchum in the Sugya. We have Rashi. We have Tosfos in the Ramban. The Balmor is a drop different. Others are a drop different. So that's what came out. The three Malchum in the Sugya. Therefore, says Rashi, when a person has a kilkul b'chaburo, it's always going to be nichol negedo of a melacha shein tzrich legufay. That means, according to Rashi, the yisoid of kilkul b'chaburo, a melacha shein tzrich legufay, are totally zebzeh, and they are opposites. That means, according to Reb Shimon, a melacha shein tzrich legufay is going to be a case over that's potter. And he's forced to say, every kilkul b'chaburo, be chayiv, the opposite. Because you, the melacha, according to Reb Shimon, do not look at the mokmacher. So over here, we do not look at Mokum Achav, Kilkul B'chavur is Chayiv. Masha'enken, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Melacha She'en Tzrich LeGufay is Chayiv. That means we look at a Mokum Achav, a David study. Therefore, the case of Kilkul B'chavur, the case of Potter, two opposites. Therefore, when the Gemara has the case over here of wood that a person burns, that Metzias will never end up being a case of Melacha Tzrich LeGufay. So you learn after the case of Varbat's coin, for the case of Milo, from over there they were chayv a case of kilkel b'chaburah. That means the case according to Rashi, all chavala, all havara, always in the category of a kilkel. And still, the fact that we're chayv by the case of Mila, case of Varbas Koin, we see kilkel b'chaburah chayv. Now, just one thing you can ask. We're saying, how do you know Avor Yechai for? From Avor Bas Koyin. And he wants to really say, how do you know on Shabbos Yechai for Avor? It's a pasuk in the Torah of Yaakov. Loisvar Esh B'chol Moshe Yisaychem. It would have been a very good place to quote as a pasuk. That the pasuk says you cannot light a fire on Shabbos. What's this? Every time lighting a fire should be a baya of kilkel, ruining the thing itself. It's only taken Mokamacher. So the Mepharshim asked this question. The way Hamaramshik wants to say he means Avor Bas Koyim Hanuach. It's a good question. Why does that bring down the pasuk down? That's how Rashi learns to just tell his Ebezer Mash Enkin Toisvis. He seems to understand that the idea of Havara and case of Chavala, we do not look at the definition of Teles Begova Dover. Look at the case in the Mishkan. Of course, the Chayv Havara in the Mishkan, that was the case. By case of Chola, that was the case in the Mishkan. Of course, the Malacha Tzvich Lugufa is Parshat. Therefore, you cannot learn the Sugya like Rashi. Therefore, he has a different shot with Machlekes coming from Bishimon and Abihuda, Kabbalah Haisav Yadam. And therefore, he comes out, what's the Machlekes of Yechon and of Abahu, or Kildim Chaburah, is a new Machlekes both in the Bishimon. Do you need a get of Tikkun Tzas? Do you not need a get of Tikkun Tzas? That's where Rashi learned his way, the Sugya. That's where Tosfos learned his way, his Sugya. The way how Rambam learns, he says you have to anenim a gufa malacha, but still he learned the sugya, as we pointed out, like Tosfos, that he understands machlekes of Huda, Rav Abahu, and Rav Yochanan is the machlekes in Rav Shimon. Why said tzarech lekalboy? Was he more coming to prove the word tzarech lekalboy? According to Tosfos, he comes to say the idea of tzarech dikin. According to Rambam, he comes to say the idea of tzarech legufay. And the reason why Rav Abu argues, says Rambam a chiddush, since it's not derech to do a mila coming out of this tikkun to take anything over here and burn it or destroy it, sort of cowboy, sort of foray, therefore not nichna get him lach mach shavis over here. Fine, that's what kids say how they learn the sugyo. Go through other cases that will be built upon this sugyo of lachosh and tzrich lugufay. So with the shiloh that I was discussing yesterday, start with the story. They say over Maisa that when you have these menakez, these cleaners and yeshivas, after a while they get to seem to know the sugya pretty well, and they know how to speak Yiddish in the miracle, and they know the sugya of Takvul Koyin, and they know different words, and they start learning different ideas and concepts. So there's one cleaner that decided after a bunch of years, he's going to keep Shabbos. Keep Shabbos. So one of the Bachim said, to keep Shabbos, Gresh Shavas is Chayiv Miso. Hi, Misa. So the janitor asked, so what should I do? So the Yeshiva Bacha says, very simple, write a Shabbos, write to Oisius, right? So the janitor said, it's a Melacha She'ein Tzrich L'Gufay. The child is that true? The Bacha was thinking, is that Taka true? Is that true? Or he says over, Meister, Reifman says over, that there was a person who was being Megar, wasn't the Yid yet, he was a Goy, and on Shabbos, to Michal Shabbos, he lit a match. And after Shabbos, he went over to Rav Weissman and did it only to Michal Shabbos and Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay. He was terrified. Maybe it wasn't Michal Shabbos. Rav Weissman, he said over, maybe Kim Semichal B'Yudashito. Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay is Chayiv. Maybe. But the question is, when a person does a Melacha, I mean, sad, to Michal Shabbos and sake of Chilal Shabbos, is that Tzrich L'Gufay or ain't Tzrich L'Gufay? So, there's a Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Kuchov, Aleph and Beis. The Gemara has a mice over there that a guy told a yid to cut grass for his animal to go eat on Shabbos. And if you don't do that, I will kill you. Says the guy, I'll bring a raya, and if you don't do that, I'll kill you. Because last Shabbos, I told the yid to go cook for me food on Shabbos. And he didn't cook for me food on Shabbos, and I killed him. So you better listen to me and cut food for my animal. Now, the point of the Gemara over there is discussing is a guy Nemun to say what he did. Is he Nemun, not Nemun? The Gemara's Baskona, he's not Nemon, he's just trying to scare you. But the question over there is, speaks after we showed him, when you Michal Shabbos, when you tell the Sugya of Koch Nefesh, because you do not want to be killed, is that a Locha Tzrich L'Gufay or ain't Tzrich L'Gufay? Brings down the Marik, the Shiloh, brings down the Gemara and Yevamos, and shows Kuf Lam and Zayin. He says, the fact over here, Soif, I do not want to cut the grass, I don't want to cook, The only reason why I'm doing it for is because I don't want to be killed. That's nichon negedah of mnias hezek, and therefore the melacha shein tzrich legufoy. Just like by the case of taking a nachash away, it's not by me. I'm taking the goy away by a situation of either cutting the grass, cooking. Should not hurt me, not kill me over here. What time is it's the same sugya? Come according to when they ask, let's analyze it. Is that true? Is it mamish the same sugya? Not. They point out sign the firashi and sign the fitoisis. Either way, according to Tosfos, at the end of the day, the person that is cooking over here, why is he cooking for? Is because to give the food to the guy. That's what he's doing it for. There's a David study over here that this guy standing over him is not going to kill you. Not like the case of the nachash. The nachash I'm taking away not to bite me. The nachash is the problem. And therefore the pool I'm doing, it's a menias hezek. Here it's one stage away from that. Here I'm doing an act of cooking, l'te'elus for food. I'm doing an act of cutting grass, te'elus for grass. And there's a step away, because of te'elus, over here that he won't come to kill me. So in fact, Moshe, according to Tosfos, let's look at the Mishkan. Cooking was done for food. It's done like the Mishkan. So let's also analyze it. Te'elus chiyubis b'guv adover. There's a maimla, there's food here, right, to be eaten. There's grass to be eaten by an animal. At the end of the day, the fact that there'll be a tetzal dovet study, so Moshe, what's pshat the marik? So he says, a chiddush, you have to say pshat the marik. At the end of the day, you really have to ask a person, why is he doing something for? Why is he doing it for? Why is he cutting the grass? Why is he cooking for? If he tells you, I'm doing it because I want to make food, echnami, that's the malacha. If he tells you, why I'm doing it only because the guys that come to go kill me, so I'm doing it, what? That is the way I do mnias hezek. A chiddush the marik, even though it's a stage away, still nichn negedam locha she'ain tzrich legufay. Building upon this, says the Mishnah Tshuva, he says there's a Kloisenberger, want to tell you when a yid is Mechal Shabbos, a doctor, inside the sugi of Eva, to Merach Bagai, he says, do not take the money. If you take the money of a bayam, locha tzrich legufay. If you don't take the money, it's locha she'ain tzrich legufay. So the Mishnah, no, that's not true. He says, maybe it's an eight time and not take the money. Maybe you shouldn't. Mitzad Alocha, at the end of the day, why was the Yid over here going to help out the guy Mitzad Sugim Koch Nefesh? Why Mitzad Sugim Eva? He's afraid he's going to come and injure him back. That means the Yid, he'd rather be in a Shabbos meal, eating his chulin, doing divertorial, saying his mirrors. He'd rather be there. You ask him, why is he helping out the guy? I'll tell you why. Mitzad Eva. He said, that's the Marik Batsam. It's why Mitzad Eva. Eva means the guy's going to do something to me. The way says, Nichne Gedem Locha Shein Tzrich Legufoy. And he said, Alocha, technically, a body can take the money. Yeah. What? Marik, yeah, well, the price can bring it down. It's a chiddush, but that's what you have to say. The price can bring down the Alocha.
So the
generator
was.
We'll get back to that. Up here, let's take it down. One more step. A person puts a gun to somebody's head and tells them, even about Zara. Tells him to do it on Shabbos, even about Zara. He has opportunity now to run away by driving his car. Car is a combustible engine. It's a case of Daraisa, it's Aisha over there. Avad, it's a problem to drive it on Shabbos. So over here, it's a drop different Shiloh, Negedim Koch Nefesh. Over here, you're choosing to do Mechal Shabbos. That means the case before when the guy tells you to go cook for me on Shabbos, the guy tells you either kill you or cook. Straight on. So when you're choosing to cook, the guy told you to cook. Here, the guy says, even if I'll kill you. That's all he says. You now come along and choose a David study to Mechal Shabbos. Is that a worse of a case? I know, you have to die. You have to die. But now it's true. You're 100%. Three colonels says you have to die. You have to Mechal Shabbos, but you're choosing to Mechal Shabbos to save yourself. Is that Locha Tzrich Leguva and Tzrich Leguva? What do you have to do? Have to? Is that Locha Tzrich and Tzrich Leguva? What is it? About you have to go do it. Oh, so the question is that a different case or not? So when we learned Brachas about a year ago, we would discuss this question. It came out different ways that Yesh L'Chalik. One is the Rambam in Hilchos Yisrael, the Torah and Parakei discusses when a person puts a gun to someone's head, tells him to do the three cardinal sins, Gilurai, Shri Chazom, Dan Avad Zara. Let's say he does it. Says the Rambam in the Locha Dalet, if he does it, he's an oinus. He's an oinus. He's responsible. He's not supposed to. He's supposed to be Yorg or Yaver. He was not Yorg. He was Yaver. He got overwhelmed by the moment. therefore he is Yaver. The Locha says Rambam he's an Oinus. Two Alochas led on in Alocha Vav. Kamali Rambam says, let's say a person, he's dying on his deathbed, and the only way to wrap him is the case of Avodah Zarah. Kamali Rambam says, he picks and takes Avodah Zarah to wrap him. He chose it. Says Rambam, what he get, Oinish Haroyalo. Is he get punished, the real punishment is not the chaliget of Oinish, of Oinus. That means when a guy puts a gun to your head and says, Avodah Zarah, and you choose it, you choose not to be even Avodah Zarah, you're an Oinus. You're wrong, but you're an Oinus. When you're on your deathbed, and the only way to wrap is Avodah Zarah, and you choose Avodah Zarah, that's nifl, the category of Oinish Haroyalo, you're rotten over here. That means that Achrin explains, there's a chilik over here, what is being told to you, what are you choosing? Says Achrin, when you're being told death or something else, and you choose something else, you're an Oinus. That's straight on. When you're being told, Fakert, you're on your deathbed, and now you choose it, that's literally get of your rotzen. You're choosing to circumvent this problem here, this idea of the sickness, that's your rotzen. When it came up with brachas, it's loch and again to someone forces you to eat food. Do you make a bracha? If parents force a child to eat their broccoli, do they make a bracha? Great question over here. Comes up all the time for some odd reason. Do you make a bracha? A shell among the place, the way Mishmur comes out in the gate, forcing to eat food, says the Mishmur and Simon Reishvav and Simon Kovatsadikvav. The loch is, you do not make a bracha. Don't make a bracha. Unless the case of it says Sphere de Reisa, otherwise don't make a bracha. A person is very sick. Beside the Masim Koch Nefesh, he has to go eat. Do you make a bracha in that case? Says the Mishmur Maisi, do make a bracha. Being forced, but you choose to go eat over here. Frechta Taz, Frechta Magavram, what's the difference? When you are very sick and you have to eat, you make a bracha. But when your parents tell you to go eat, or someone forces you to go eat, you don't make a bracha. And therefore they have a hard time, Taz Magavram. Come on, Mishmuni wants to answer, the way that Achrenim explained. Depends on what's being told over here. Someone tells you to go eat, you're being forced to go eat. Someone happened to be sick and now he's choosing to go eat, that's his choice, that's his rotzen. So Shalom Zalman, I bring you right to this. Dafyemi recently, the Sugin Sanhedrin, but Sarah Mario. But the case of Esther, it says over there that she went to Achashverosh the last time to save Klai Yisrael, Kasha Avadati Avadati. That means she was married to Achashverosh, he took over Rotzen, it's had a Sugin of Koch Nefesh. But in the beginning, it was Oinus, and in the time of Koch Nefesh, she was not lost to Mordechai, she was mortal to Mordechai. Klai Yisrael is in Bitsaris. She has to save Klai Yisrael of Koch Nefesh, but she chose herself to go to Achashverosh and save Klai Yisrael that way. Then says the Pasuk, Kashavati Avati, now she's lost to Mordechai. Now she's lost. She chose, but it's not Koch Nefesh, but it's her choice. Not someone told her straight on, go do something. Once she chooses it, it's her chai, nichlin get of her rotzen. So it comes out, Lefidus says, Nesiva Shalom, he builds up these points over here, Shalom Zalman, Kesa Brochus, the Rambam. It should come out where the guy tells you to even of Anazara, and the way to save yourself is to drive away on Shabbos, should be nichlin the category of Mlacha Tzrich Lugufay. Mash Eke, in the case when a guy puts a gun to your head, says, Michal Shabbos, nichlin get of Tzrich Lugufay. How many points out?
Shouldn't that be
mutter
anyways?
Avadah is mutter. I'm not asking. Avadah you have to. The question is, what category are you under? The Meister says in the Siv Shom, it's a very nice strict Torah he has. He says, but before Shepim got him, Siv Shin Chav Ches, it says, not to Mechalik. It says, both of them, at the end of the day, since Siv Nias Hezek, it's Nichol Negeda, Om Lachos, Ein Tzrich L'Gufoy. Soif Kol Soif. You're Ein Tzrich L'Gufoy. Building upon this, no, the Pimgam is saying, take the Marik one more stage. Marik saying, Lachosh ain't Tzrich L'Gufoy. Pimgam saying, even the next stage also ain't Tzrich L'Gufoy. Even in a case where it's not straight on. Building upon this, a guy tells you, you have a choice, either Michal Shabbos or to eat Nevela. Nevela is a lav, Chal Shabbos is a skila, chorus. What do you go do? Says the Prima Godim, the Sugin of Ayin Beis, which we learned today, Bez Hashem. He says over there, let's analyze it. To Michal Shabbos, you go do it because the guy goes to tell to go do it. Different category of Melacha She'ein Tzrich L'Gufoy. To eat Nevela, that's a lav. Says, better to Michal Shabbos than to eat Nevelas. The others want to tell you, if you don't go like, it's called Prima Godim, Lashitosoi. Because who's choosing it now? You're choosing it. That makes sense. She was Shulman. That Masnaf Kamin LaLocha. A lot of different Chalal Shabbos. He have two choices: Nevela or Mechil Shabbos. Or Goy tells you to eat Nevela. I'm forcing you. You can drive away on Shabbos. Going the Prima Gun, drive away on Shabbos. Because he was Shulman. Vadi eat Nevela. Has he understand the circuit? How far do you take the side of here? Do you drive away on Shabbos? Because that's ancient Guvay Dir Abaddon. Or you eat Nevela. A Masnaf Kamin LaLocha.
What's
the Svar after the Pim? What? Other Pim got him? Cycle side, why am I asking? Why am I doing it for? I'm driving away. Why? To get the Nachash away. I'm doing it to take something away. I want the mace away from me. I'm getting rid of it. He's a problem getting rid of. I said next stage, the next Shlav, I'm getting rid of it. Taking that a step further, not a case of Bruch Nefesh. Case of someone's going to injure you, hurt you, beat you up, steal your money. Is that nichlan the category of lochos shein tzrich legufay? So again, I learned the sugya about Hashem today, and that I am based on base, the sugya masasik. The Gemara discussed over there how avodah zara is more chomer than chilul Shabbos. The Gemara says, maskono, that by case of avodah zara, when you do something ma'ava and ma'yira, the way Rashi explains, you do something because you love your friend, because you're for your friend. Therefore, when a person does for that reason, still nichlan get of even avodah zara. Masha Enkein, someone's Mechal Shabbos between Ava and Yira, he is Potter. Frak Toisvis. The Mice said, why? He's Mechal Shabbos between Ava and Yira. He loves your friend Mechal Shabbos. Why are you Potter for? So this is written from the Sugyo, the Maram. They want to know, what does it mean Yira? Yira means Yira from Yisurim. Your friend's going to beat you up, hit you. These type of friends you have. Fine. The Gemara should do things to you. Money over here. Neva says of Neshua, since you're doing a mitzad year of Yisurim, you can start saying it's nechal together of Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufay. So I bring your raya. The case of the Mekoshish. The Gemara Basra, Dakuv Yutas brings down, according to one man, the Amor, is a case over there of Slavcha that was doing an act of Ma'amer. He's gathering wood together. Why was it? What was the case of the Mekoshish? Why is he doing it for? The Gemara says he's doing it L'shem Shemayim to teach Klal Yisrael that when someone's Mechal Shabbos and Shabbos, he's Chayiv Miso. Fine. So he told Klal Yisrael. But how did he do that? He was even a vero of Chil Shabbos. He's Chayiv Skilo. He got killed for it. How can he go do that? Says the Masha, you know how? Because he was doing it not to Elis B'Guva Dover, not the way it was done in the Mishkan. The Mekoshish was a Melocha She'ein Tzrich L'Gufay.
Why isn't that the way it's done?
Says Masha, why is it Chayiv Miso for? He says, because Be'etzem people give you Asra, we don't judge Masha B'Levi, we only judge what we see. And based upon what we saw an act of Chilul Shabbos. And you get skila for it.
What?
They didn't know what he was looking for.
They didn't know what
Misa. They gave Asra, you mean Chilul Shabbos. They gave Asra, you're doing this wrong. They gave Masra, he's wrong. So says Masha, how did he do it? He was a Melacha She'ein Tzrich L'Gufay. He was a Melacha She'ein Tzrich L'Gufay. But we the Maaseh killed him because we did not judge Vam Shebelev.
How do you ever give us through? You don't know what
to do. No, if we don't look to Vam Shebelev, we only judge what we see. Says Masha, we only judge what we see. We never look Belev. So we had a right to kill him, we should have killed him.
So he should have responded, I'm doing it.
No, he. What he did, he did not. Me'atoyah, he did nothing wrong.
No, when you master someone on Shabbos, you have to include the intention also.
No.
Why not? But you can't give someone misa if you don't know what the person did before.
He's ma'amir. He's gathering wood together. He's doing an act of ma'amir.
He's
gathering toys together. People discuss how to gather toys together, right? We're doing an act of ma'amir.
So how can I
get some ma'amir? We'll see if that's true. With toys are gulakar or not. Yeah, brick. Yeah, you have wooden Lego things put together. So says in Neshua, he wants to bring a bai from the Mekoshes, the act of Yisurim Nichol Gena Mocha She'en Tzuch L'Gufay. Maisi, he ends off Ein Mokrak. That means Toshes does not seem to understand the way. The Shiloh, what is Nichol Gena of Yisurim? It's the same idea as that Mnei Tzazek Hadak. There's a Chavasyor, and the Chazam Soif and Shuvah seems to understand Nichol Gena of Mnei Tzazek. And therefore, the Ben Ishchai has two Shuvahs about it and says, Lad of Kvuch Nefesh, same thing to get to any Yisurim. Anything someone's going to beat you up, anything to get to Mammon, you're doing it mitzad, not the ta'elus of the thing itself, not the way I was in the Mishkan. Says the same Ar Gadol, Nichla Gadol, Gedur, Amlocha Shein Shich Lugufoy. I got there. Those who want to argue, there is. Yeah, someone to similar to Prima Gadol. Similar, yeah. I got there. Those who want to argue. Lost my heart. The Sugi wants to argue. Those who want to argue. Let's go back to the janitor. He the Maisi says Goyish Shovas. He says go right. Who are? Why is he writing for? Do you want Yisurim? Do you want to Einish over here? Api Svara. The Chura, the guy is correct. And Nichol get him Locha She'ein Tzrich L'Gufoy. Chura. How about this? A Shlav he's missing. The Achronim asks a question. How in the world were the Ovis were Shem HaShabbos? Chura. And Baya, maybe the Nichol get him a guy. Shalom among the Gdol Achronim, Pim, God and others. Numerous Tzurotzim. Known Shiloh. One of the Tzurotzim, come along the Parashah, Yosef and Parashah, the boy, last week's Parashah. He wants to answer that he wrote. He wrote, "I said the kasha writing some locha shein tzrich l'gufoy. He only wants mechal Shabbos." He says, "You said things negatim lech mach Shabbos do not apply to a guy. The hetim lech mach Shabbos ke'in the idea we see numis achrayim say chashishi does not apply to a guy. Things are not mafurish. Things are nichl negata of drushes. Numis talking not negata to a guy. So he wants to tell them lech mach Shabbos locha shein tzrich l'gufoy is not negata to a guy." Therefore comes out, a goy when he writes on Shabbos, mitzad a yid, it's locha shein tzrich l'gufoy. Mitzad a goy, it's tzrich l'gufoy. There he was mechal Shabbos. Now they do want to ask in the Pardes Yosef a question that the others might say they kept your opponents. Rashi and Chumash, more it says that way. But might say the answer to the janitor, and the answer to the guy who struck the match, you go like the Pardes Yosef, echnamim lechma Shabbos, not ploy to goy. Therefore according to him, it's look at the locha per se, nechal get a tzrich l'gufoy. The Chura, the Yeshiva Bacha, went like the Paris Yosef, and according to the guy, he didn't know to get that far. Bez Hashem, one day he'll learn the Paris Yosef over here. What?
One
also Chachi Yosef Matar, according to, yeah, come out the same idea over here. Ladav Ketur Yosef over here. Now, this negates the case of Kuach Nefesh, the case of negates Yisurim. Let's take a next Shlav. Your parents tell you to do something. Of course, parents know the best, and you always have to listen, especially during the week. Fine, that's Pasha. That's not even a Shaila. And, yeah. Now, the Shaila is, your parents on Shabbos tell you to go cook. Let's say this man, David HaMelech. Fine, we're before the Rabbanans. Your parents tell you on Shabbos to go cook. Is that a Melech HaShem Tzrich L'Gufoy, and you go cook on Shabbos for your father? Or is that a Melech HaShem Tzrich L'Gufoy? What is that exactly? Says the Sefer Drashvi Ion, it's a Gemara in Yevamos Davov. Everyone learned the Shiur Shem Sektas and Davov. The Gemara over there brings down Ish Imay V'Ovev Tiro Be'er Shab Shoysay Tishmaru. Also Rashi Nechomus and Yishamik Rechadakim and the Yerushimayim. Over there the Gemara says, what's the Hekesh of Ish Imay V'Ovev Tiro and Shab Shoysay Tishmaru? That Kul Mechayim Mechvoidi, that your father cannot tell you to Mechal Shabbos. Says the Sefer Drashvi Ion, he doesn't understand. If it's a melacha tzrich l'gufa, of course, what do you mean? He's telling mechal Shabbos, what's that having me now? He's telling you the be'etzem it's a melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufa. But since it's a tzad over here of an iser, that's the chiddush of the pasuk, the echanami, the person should not listen to their parents. The God, when parents tell you to go do something, then amnias hezek, to get them away from them. Melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufa, not talking to the Mishkan. And still the Torah says, echanami still not to listen to your parents to cook for you on Shabbos. Come on, the base Yitzchok of Shmelko. So let's learn the sugya punk fakert. That's not what the sugya is saying. The sugya is saying fakert. That's tzrich l'gufoy. I said, why is it tzrich l'gufoy? He says, because nichal negeder of a mitzvah. Keep it over aim. Is a mitzvah tzrich l'gufoy? Said Tosfos, a mitzvah tzrich l'gufoy. And in that case, you might think Mashmon, you might be right to mechal Shabbos. Says the pasuk, not to mechal Shabbos.
Yeah, but it's not how it was in the Mishkan.
Oh, so we'll have to get to the case of mitzvah per se. We'll see if that's true or not. We'll come to the case of the Mishkan. That's loud enough. So the Maaseh Moshe the Tshuva, and the person who wrote to Moshe that he wanted to listen to your parents in Lachosh and Tzrich L'Gufoy, but Moshe wrote back to him Dvorim Betelim Mamish. Anyone says listening to your parents Nichol and Geder of Lachosh and Tzrich L'Gufoy is Dvorim Betelim Mamish. Avadi your parents are Tzrich L'Gufoy, and he tries to explain over why that's so. I'll say over his words, not clear what exactly it means. First, he says, if you cook for yourself, it's tzrich l'gufoy. I'm off myself. I cook for my friend. It's tzichel gufay. I is not for me. My rotzen is to his rotzen. So what's kibud over aim? My father made silver that I should go do what his rotzen is. So my rotzen is going to go do his rotzen. There is not a case of nias hezek. My rotzen is going to go do his rotzen. That's tzichel gufay. That really depends what type of child you have. Certain children are trying to do the parents' rotzen, and certain children are trying to get the parents off the back. So you start claiming, maybe one child might be tzichel gufay, one ain't tzichel gufay. Start arguing that, Moshe. Why do children listen to their parents? Great question over here. It's very personal. I don't want to get involved. Why? Maybe later. But why do children listen to parents? Why does a 5-year-old, a 10-year-old, and not a teenager listen, or some teenagers? What, where does it come from? What? Why do people listen for?
It's a din.
Best if he wants, or is it Mia Sazik? Best if he get away with it. What is it exactly? I mean, you tell me it's mokum mitzvah places, it's very good. Meister, we'll see the Rashi and Ban holds mitzvah nandichel get a tzrich l'gufay. Boy, let's analyze it. A mighty mace. You take out the mace, you tzrich the mace. It's for the mace. That's in tzrich l'gufay. So what's the difference if he's alive or not alive? I'm doing something for this thing. If it's not alive, it's b'lachash and tzrich l'gufay. It's alive, it's not tzrich l'gufay. Just think about it. Before, a mighty mace keep it over aim. It's really the same thing. I'm doing something for the other thing. One's a mitzvah, a mighty mace. L'kaivay, the Gemara says. And the Gemara says that's m'lachash ain't tzrich l'gufay.
Because he doesn't want the house to be tummy.
L'kaivay, the Gemara says. L'kaivay. The Gemara says, Gemara adds in, Mishnah says, the Gemara adds in l'kaivay. I'm doing, the Gemara says, no, you're not chayv. L'chash ain't tzrich l'gufay. That's the Gemara. Not talking about, in the Mishnah, not talking about the base. So what's the mighty mace l'kaivay in the case over here of cooking for your father? It's both for something else. What if it is live and not live? Something to think about. Not to clarify what emotion exactly means over here. Take now one more step.
Same rotzen in the mace.
Take it.
The mace doesn't have a rotzen. So it's your rotzen. You're taking him out.
She's saying even worse now. That makes it silly if you go for the mace, which the mission is against you. So you're silly against the Mishnah. I hear. Fine. Take it now a step further. Person has a job to be a chef. His job is purely, he does not like cooking. He's doing it purely for money, it means to an end, because he makes a lot of money being a chef. When he cooks on Shabbos, that melacha tzrich l'gufay, ain't tzrich l'gufay. People do jobs on Shabbos. A lot of people have jobs. A lot of people do not like their jobs. Whether they work in the office, whether they're doing, whatever they're doing. Is that tzrich l'gufay, ain't tzrich l'gufay? They don't care, have no interest, zero desire, it's purely a means to end, it's to get something. Yeah, I want money. I want money, I don't want this. Tafas of the Mishkan. Tells me about Dover. So, Lemaiso, in this case, I didn't find anybody, Lo Shemanov, Lo Inu, anyone saying it's Nichol Geder, or Melachosh, Ain't Tzrich L'Gufay. The Shalomeshiv, the Beis Yitzchok, the Masham, they all say Nichol Geder of Tzrich L'Gufay. So whether you go with the Mahalach and the Siva Shalom, because I choose to go do something, and Nechel Veda get a Tzrich L'Gufay, because it's my choice, it's a David study over here. Whether you even go according to the Prima Godim's understanding is, there's a Hezek here, I'm trying to get it away, the Mias Hezek. Here, Be'etzem, I want this positive thing to get money. It's Cain, I really want the food to be cooked, and now I'm switching with you for money. It's like a partner system. I want the Te'elis. I want the food over here, and I'll switch with you for money over here. I want to switch one thing for another. Then about I want the Gula Dover, whether it's for my own tacos or not. It's down to the case of the Mishkan. I really want the Shechina. I don't want the whole Mishkan over here. But how do I get it? I have to build the Mishkan. I have to build the Kalim. I have to have everything over here. Mimela have the Shechina over here. It's like one stage, which is to get to something. It's not that I want the Mishkan, because whatever I want, then at the end of the day, Nichol might get over Rotz. One last point of this Indian. They discuss.
Why am I capturing it? Because I'm a chef.
Right. That's welcome to Tzrich L'Gufay. That's what I want. Sometimes when I have a job, I don't want to keep it.
But I want it cooked, so therefore I can get the
Yesh L'Chalik. I don't care at all for this food. That's the sort of L'Chalik.
I don't care to trap it. I can chef those without trapping it.
No. Sorry. Yesh L'Chalik. Now, one last point over here is they discussed in the Russian army or 100 years ago, different armies people went to on Shabbos and they were Michal Shabbos. What is that? Tzrich L'Gufay and Tzrich L'Gufay. They get to how Kal Kadchila, what to go do, how to go do things. and what category to put it under. So the Marsham in Reish Ayin Ches brings down the Pnei Shua by us in the Sugya Ayin Beis, the Kleishish over here. What's the Nichol Negedim Yisurim? So appeal this is Limud Schos. Why people don't argue Nichol Negedim Lachos Shein Tzvi Gufoi? The Siva Shalom brings down the Chavetz Chaim in Paraklam Aleph in the Sefer Machti Yisrael, which I can't find. That says over there the same idea brings down this Marik. What Taina is in Limud Schos and Kalal Yisrael, where in the armies, why is Nichol category of the Rabbanon and not Nichol Negedim over the Reis over here? Now, back to the Asigo about Melacha Shein Tzvi Gufoi, Machlokes Yehuda versus Shimon. Huda says Chayim, Shimon says Yepater. So we had this idea of Huda and Shimon back in the Kufayim Bays, like a while ago. On Kufayim over there, we had a Mishnah and a Braiso. Over there it says a case by the Mishnah, by someone's Kara Al-Mesai, Al-Khamasai. The Mishnah says Yepater. The Braiso says Kara Al-Mesai, Al-Khamasai, says Yechayim. Direct the Gemara Al-Mesai, Al-Mesai, Al-Khamasai, Al-Khamasai. Come to Gemara and answer by the case of Mace. What's Mace today? There's a Chiyav Kriya. Then a person's Chayav for it. Case of Tzilas Hashama, whether you're Karev over there, case of a Chacham. Mashaykin, Mace to Alma, there's no Chiyav Kriya. That's why the Mishnah says Yepater. Neger to Karev HaChamasai. The Gemara starts off answering, Horeb Shimon, Horeb Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Mlochar Shem Tzidl Gufa is Chayav, Deva Karev HaChamasai Chayav. Mashaykin, Neb Shimon. The question is, why did the Gemara not answer by the case of Meisai, it's also Machlokes of Yehuda and of Shimon. The Gemara said Meisai and Meisai, the Gemara answers Meis today versus Meis to Alma. Chamasai, Chamasai, the Gemara started saying, Harab Yehuda, Harab Shimon. In fact, Rashi this question. Rashi answers, Einichanami, you could have answered the case of Meisai versus Meisai. According to Shimon, by the case of Meis today, Einichanami is Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Meis today is Melacha Tzrich L'Gufay. So why didn't we? Want to stick to one man the Amar, want to stick to Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, are we showing him whether the Ramban goes this way, Rashi, or the Ran, Pesukei Rid, and others want to bring down this Malach and the Sugya, any Chanami, you could have answered this way. Atzal Hasheni, Pesukei in the Kufay Mavayz, says another way. Pesukei says the fact over here that you're doing a Maisa Kriya, because you have to do the Maisa Kriya, even according to Shimon, Nich in the category of Tzrich L'Gufay. Pesukei Rashi, Ben Yeruchim, that the Maisa Kriya is Tzrich L'Gufay. That means the question is, what does Rabbi Shimon hold by Kriya on Meis today? Rashi says Kriya on Meis today is a Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay, Chayin Das Kama Rishonim. Atzal Hasheni, Tosfos disagrees and says Meis today Kriya is Nechagele a Melacha Tzrich L'Gufay. What's the Machlokes? So Rabbi Kaufman over here says, Machlokes is, how do you look at a case of a mitzvah? The Rishonim speak out, what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah Tzrich L'Gufay, ain't Tzrich L'Gufay. Says the Ramban, says the Rashba, the Ritva, I'll bring a raya, the mitzvah not nichol in the category of Tzrich L'Gufay. Hamaitzi meis, Tzadikim Obeis, that's the Makar, Machlokes Yehuda B'Shimon. The Mar Kuvdal says, Hamaitzi meis l'koivoy, to go bury it. A case of a mitzvah. Yet, that's the case of Melacha She'ein Tzrich L'Gufay. We have a sugya that's calling it, says the Rashba, the Ritva, a case of a mitzvah, Melacha She'ein Tzrich L'Gufay. Set Taisus of being a raya case of mitzvah tzrich l'gufay. It's a klal gemar daf kufav min aleph. K'nemucha l'kamon. The sugya kufav. Taisus l'shitasa is once he learns the sugya. Machlokes above Rav Yerichon, Rav Avohu is in Rav Shimon. It comes out according to him. The case of Arbas Kain, the case of Mila, is the case of according to Rav Shimon. The gemara saying that case is tzrich l'gufay. All the problem is the sugya of Kilkul. So Taisus is forced to say, once you learn the sugya that way, that mitzvah tzrich l'gufay, k'nemucha l'kamon. Therefore, right, no, according to everyone. It's tzrich l'gufay, only argue in Kilkul. But tzrich l'gufay. Taisus is forced l'shitosai to argue in Rashi. That means Rashi and Taisus l'shitosai is mitzvah tzrich l'gufay not. Rashi did not learn that way. Taisus, once you learn the sugya as machlekes of Yechel Vu, is in the locha of Reb Shimon, it comes out the mitzvah tzrich l'gufay over here. I asked me a question, how do you ask the case over here of a mighty mace, the covering? I asked a clear case of a mitzvah. So the Miri says a chiddush, it means a goy. Mace is a goy, not a yid. Chiddush, not the pasha of the sugya over here. Beis Yitzchak wants to say the case of mitzvah is a heksher mitzvah. He wants to say the mighty mace is nichol the sugya of heksher mitzvah. Which is a tumul among the achronim is heksher mitzvah, nichol get a tzich l'gufay for a nacht.
It's a real mitzvah, the bearing itself is a mitzvah.
Yeah, yeah. But the way the Chodeshani wants to say, he wants to say apilumdis, says let's analyze the different mitzvahs out there. The mitzvahs that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to go do, for example, a lulav. No one wants the lulav to be shooken. He wants you to shake the lulav. Every mitzvah Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to go do. The certain mitzvahs Kodesh Baruch Hu lav dafka want you want the tzar to happen over here. You want the mace to be buried. So you want to tell you when the mitzvahs are negated to you per se, that's tzrich l'gufo, that's for me. The lulav is for me, the kriyas for me, it's for me. But when the mitzvahs mean that the other thing, the other person, that's ain't tzrich l'gufo. That means certain mitzvahs says the Chodesh Shani nechel get of ain't tzrich l'gufo. That's in mechalkin cases. Sorry?
That's someone has a chiyah to do
the kvor. Again, but why the chiyah kvor? Why the Torah want the kvor for? It's at the mace. Not mitzvah me. It's at the mace.
Not every mitzvah is
better
for you. I'm saying that Hashem gave
it
for your
yeah.
good. And
Avkamina Machon writes, but we pass a mitzvah to Chiefs Kavanah. Do we say that by all mitzvahs? Or Pashas, yeah. Lochat Sibin Samach. Lorachayim, by derisis, we pass him a case to Rabbonans. So a person does Heshiva Seveda. He has no Kavanah for the mitzvah. You should take the Veda back and give it back. Someone says Puravu, was that Makai, and then no Kavanah for the mitzvah. People have 10 kids, what Makai the mitzvah Puravu yet? Mitzvah Kavanah, it's Makai the mitzvah. You have 10 kids, you're not Makai the mitzvah. Someone does Heshiv as a Gzela. So the Makhana has decided there are two types of mitzvahs. Certain mitzvahs, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants the Tetzah, the Shevz Yitzara, wants the Chavitz back in the person's hand, wants the Veda back in the person's hand. They do not need Kavanah, because Be'etzem, the Tetzah is what we wanted. Mashiach in certain mitzvahs, but the case of Lulav and Shofar, doesn't want the Shofar to be blown. Want you to go blow the Shofar, didn't you? Then Mitzvah Kavanah is Ma'akiv. He says the same thing to Geir, very important, keep it over aim. Why don't we listen to our parents? Not mitzvah to Kodesh Baruch Hu, because whether it's social pressures, or because we're kids, we listen to our parents, or because we know it's good for us to listen, is that nichol negeda, or do we get a mitzvah for it or not? Very important question. So Rav Strumach says that's nichol negeda, that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to itself listen to doing to our parents, and we should mechabed them, and therefore the kavon is not makiv. It's a great story to know, it's not makiv. Baruch Hashem. So by learning the Sefer, Abaye says, Rav Strumach wrote only b'dieved, not l'chadchilo. So I went to Rav Strumach and I asked him, he said, no, even l'chadchilo. So l'chadchilo, having lack of one of your parents is very important, that you get a mitzvah anyway. Because numerous times to listen to our parents, because, fine. We listen, right? Whatever, I'm not me, I'm talking about people here. Chak Shemati. We listen to our parents. That nechli get it. Why? Because Baruch Hu wants the Netzah, which is Chiddush. The idea that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants the Netzah, but keep it over him. That's taking the step further. Nothing personal. Yeah, that's Shlo Lishmo. Don't do things over Yichas Yomim. That's what Shlomo Kavach Targum for. Fine. In this sugya over here, there's the sugya of Kilkul B'Chaburo. Now, Bikul Halacha, we'll see it, we'll get to it in a couple of weeks. And Simon Shinda Zayin Sev Ches. But Bikitzur, what comes out from the sugya over here, negates the idea of Kilkul B'Chaburo. The Bekar from this Machlokes, Shimon versus Yehuda, again, Tosfos says, Kabbalah Hayis B'Yadam. And Rashi says, the Ramban says, depends upon Machlokes of Yehuda and of Shimon. Halacha, how do we paskin? By Kilkul. Do we paskin Kilkul B'Chaburo is either Chayiv, or number two, Circle Kalbay, Circle Afarari, the words of Tosfos need ticking sas like a Birkhan. But number three, the Paskin, like Tosfos brings down, ticking Gomer. How do we Paskin again to Kilkul? When is a person Chayiv? Person Chayiv, like with a Bohu, nothing at all? Or ticking sas, or ticking Gomer? So let's analyze it. According to Rashi, that's the Machlokes of Yehuda and Meshimin. How do we Paskin Machlokes of Yehuda and Meshimin? Like Meshimin holds Kilkul B'Chaburo. What's Allah? By Malachi Shetuluvai, it's Potter. They will come out by Kilkul B'Chaburo, Chayiv, with nothing. No tzarech should be Chayiv. That just should be up here, Cheshbon of Rashi. Come on, the Mishaburo, it's the Mishina Zayin Simches. He brings down, how do we paskin? Tzarech l'kalboi, tzarech l'afar. He says, where did I get it from? He says, Kain Kosov Rambam, the pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan against the Mavuah's Talmud. He got it from the Rambam. Now, the question over here is, you got it from the Rambam? How's the Rambam passing by Melacha She'ein Tzrich L'Gufo? Chayiv. It's him, of course, he's going to pass him. So I'll come and talk to the Pharaoh. But says Aruch HaShulchan, you want to bring your wife from the Rambam, bring your wife from the Rambam, forget whatever he passes, we should do the opposite. We paskim locha shetik lukum as chayim tzom kabbat tzom laparoi. We should paskim faker. Now, we should paskim that not like the Mishabura, we should paskim that kilkum bachabura did not need anything. It should be potter. Vekar ocha shulchan, the pelo, that the Rambam should be right faker. Don't say chen kodz Rambam. Chen kodz Rambam, then we go against the Rambam.
Potter will be chayiv in any instance, even if you don't need it.
No, to be chayiv. Chayiv in anything. Without talking about kabbal, without talking about should always be chayiv over here. So the question you have to answer is that he did not go like Rashi, Malach, Pentapon, and Meshuvah, and Yehuda. Going like the Ban and Taisis, the Machlokes in the Meshuvah, really Taisis. And the Marmokh is Machlokes in Kabbalah, Haisav, Yadam. And there was not totally Kiyuzem, Lochosh, and Shikhlagufay. And therefore, the Chami is being a Raya over here from the Rambam Shito that I guess somehow he knew the Rambam did not learn like Rashi. Somehow, Meshmur knew the Rambam learned like over here, like Kaysh in the Sugyo, which our Chushuvim did not seem to understand that way. And therefore, from the Rambam, now we do have a Raya, Tzorch and Kalba, Tzorch Lofar. Now, in Kilka Bechabura, Kamu Kaysis, and he points out, even though Kilka Bechabura is Chayiv, when there's no ticking at all, Rav Abohu, do we still need Shrich L'Gufay or not Shrich L'Gufay? Do we still need it or not? Set Taisus is a clerk of Morris and Hedron. The more over there begins to pay Dalit, that someone takes a needle, take out a Kleitz and Shabbos, the loch over there is do an act of Chaburo. You are not Chayiv Miso for the act that you did. Not Chayiv Miso. Why not Chayiv Miso? So the Gemara is Kilkul. In the case of there, Kilkul B'Chaburo, the Maestro is Potter. Correct the Gemara, according to Mandi Yom, Kilkul B'Chabur is Chayiv, Rav Abu, what are you going to answer? So the Gemara is still some locha she'ein tzrich l'gufay. That means it's a Mephorshi Gemara, Pashtus, that even if you hold the locha is Kilkul B'Chabur is Chayiv, you still need tzrich l'gufay to be Chayiv. Still need tzrich l'gufay. So the question is, how do we learn our sugyo? Our sugyo, Rav Abu says very clearly, that Kilkul B'Chabur with the locha be Chayiv. You still need tzrich l'gufay. Where is the tzrich l'gufay? Where is the tzrich l'gufay? That's the Taisus kasher. Taisus says a chiddush over here. He says where the tzrich l'gufay, a case of isurei hano. Isurei hano is a case of a kilkul, which he pointed out a couple of weeks ago. Something that's parva, not tikkun and not a maila. It's parva. Is it nichol get a kilkul or not? In this Taisus, he calls it a kilkul. It's isurei hano that you're ruining over here. There's Taisus, that's Kilkul. There's a Chorim, we see clearly from Taisus, something is powerful, and Nich in the category of Kilkul. And it's Tzrich L'Gufoy, because you want to go use it, Yisur and all. It's Tzrich L'Gufoy, and Kilkul, that's a Kimto or Rav Abu. Rav Abu is either a case of Tzrich Yisur and all, or Tzrich Mitzvah. Those are the two cases over here. Otherwise, he has no case of Kilkul B'Chabur, that person will also be Tzrich L'Gufoy. Maisa, look up Rashi, in the Sugya, that Pei Daldi, he asks this question. Sanhedrin. Pedal Sanhedrin is the Maestro, according to the Locha that you need Kilkul B'Chabur is Chayiv, where's the case of Tzrich L'Gufay? And the Ban, the second Malach over here, says the same Yisrael, says, where's Tzrich L'Gufay? When I smash a guy, can I want a guy to be injured? That's Tzrich L'Gufay. When I beat up the person, can I want to see the blood over there? That's Tzrich L'Gufay. And that's also a case of Kilkul, obviously. You're Mekalkul the guy, you're hurting the guy, you're destroying the guy. Says Rashi, where to get Kilkul and Tzrich L'Gufay? Very simple. When children fight. That's called Tzrich L'Gufay in the case of a Kilkul. Now, sometimes there are big adults who act like children. But that's the case. You want to smash the guy, that's Nichol get a Tzrich L'Gufay. That's the second Malach. The first Malach, Chavir Ban, how he wants to answer. He wants to say a Chiddush. The Rav Abu says that Kilkul B'Chaburo Yichayim. I Melech Machsheves, also Torah, win Melech Machsheves. The Chiddush is by Kilkul, you do not need Melech Machsheves. You do not care about Melech Machsheves. Once you're not care about Melech Machsheves, where's the Makom Melech Hashem Tzrich L'Gufay? Melech Machsheves. We do not care about Melech Machsheves. And therefore, Rav Avu says, by Chabur, I do not care about Kilkul, and I do not care about Tzrich L'Gufay. I think more Sanhedrin, that's the Rechon speaking. By Chanami, Rav Avu says, Kilkul B'Chabur is Chayiv, and Melech Hashem Tzrich L'Gufay, that usually is Potter over here, you Chayiv, by the case of Kilkul. Taisus and Balkama says it's Teretz over here. Taisus read. Noch Malach, the Ban's third Malach in the Sugyo. Echanam, Rabbi Yochanan is not come to argue with Rav Abohu. Come explain to Rav Abohu that we are saying Kilkul B'Chabur is Chayiv when you take a case of taking Ksas. So you have four options. We do have the Kimt over here. There can be a case of Kilkul, yet there's a case of Tzrich L'Gufay. Either Taisa says he's true or not, okay, so a mitzvah. The second option, you smash the person, Sheikh Lugufai. The third option is a case where, I don't need Sheikh Lugufai, but don't care about Machmal Sheves. The fourth option, a case over here of Rabbi Yechid coming to explain the first man, the Omar. How do we pass him? When an injured person on Shabbos, Maisa, when he chayiv. At the end of the day, you injured person on Shabbos, when he chayiv for it, when he part of all, sir. That means you have to put two sugars together. It's had the sugar of Melacha Shein Tzvich L'Gufay. It's had the sugar of Kilkul. So they get the sugar of Kilkul, and Mishbuah says, it must be a case of Tzorch L'Dam, Tzorch L'Kalvoy. So where's the case of Tzvich L'Gufay? So it's interesting, Mishbuah come along and says four different Tirotzim. Mishbuah in three different places says four different Tirotzim. One terrace, the way it brings down the Simshina Zayin, brings down Yam Shishloimo, that Mogavon brings down the Reishayin Ches. The case over here is that a person, when he, like, they come to injure the person, smash the guy. Rashi is it's an edgin. He said they come to smash the person, that nichol get a psichol gufay. The bad malach by us, the second malach. The Bialocha gives another terrace. It comes from places by us. Says, where's psichol gufay? The case over here, we pass like a bechidon. Tzorach l'kalba, tzorach l'afar. A third terrace, he says, he brings down in Shimon Shin Chofches, he brings down the Goyin's Malach. What Abahu holds that one should not need Melech Mach Shevet by Kilkul, not need Melech Mach Shevet, but Melech Tzich L'Gufay. Echlami Ein Tzich L'Gufay Yechayiv. And the fourth terrace, he says, the case of Refor. Refor is the case of Tzich L'Gufay and the case of Kilkul. She has four ways to answer this question, which really the Urcha Shulchan points out. Why the Achonim not clear how to pass this question over here? Urcha Shulchan is, we have a question asked to go. Hold to Kavav, hold to Mog Mishayin, a bunch of Mahalchim over here. I said a bunch of things. So the Urcha Shulchan, why is that clear among the Paiskim? So you know why? Because anyway, it's Osir. It's Osir Achayiv. Osir Achayiv. What's the difference? Maisa is Nafkaminas. What do the Chilon Shabbos? When they get to the case of a guy, how they exactly look upon it, they get to give tshuva over here. What the Chushuvah points out is a little bit of an interesting idea over here. I seem to be missing from the Paiskim how to go past this question to get to the Sugya of Kilkul B'Chaburah. Then the Mishmur himself has a couple of ways of dealing with the Alok L'Maisa. Just to end off, just point out, in the Sugya Kavav, there are 10 differences between Rashi and Tosfos. And they cannot all work out L'Shitasai. Just to speak out the 10 differences. Number one, what defines Melacha Tzvich L'Gufay? Rashi says, L'Chura, it's Te'elis Chiyuvis B'Guf Melacha. Tosfos says, like case in the Mishkan. That's, by now, should be very clear, hopefully. That was a question of the test by God yesterday, very nice. A second thing is, that a person when it's Bekalkel B'Chabur is Nichol get a Tzvich L'Gufay or not. Rashi says, since you not look at Dova Acher, Nichol Yev ain't Tzvich L'Gufay. Taisha says, since you look at the Mishkan, it's not possible to learn that way. Therefore, you learn every Kalkel B'Chabur and Nichol get a Tzvich L'Gufay. Learn that way. Number three, where is the Makar for the Malach, the Machlik is Kalkel B'Chabur? Rashi, L'Shitasa says, depend upon Shimon and Abiyuda, why Malach is Tzvich L'Gufay. And Taisha L'Shitasa says, you cannot learn that way. Kabbalah Haysav Yadam. Number four, what is Nichol? Is a mitzvah Nichol get a Tzich L'Gufay? So again, Taisa L'Shitasa is forced to learn a mitzvah is Tzich L'Gufay. That's the Sugya Kavav. And Rashi writes a mitzvah is ain't Tzich L'Gufay. Why? That's no rap to Tzich Kavav. But the case of Maitzi Mace over here. Number five, a case over here of Kilkul, and still needs Tzich L'Gufay. Taisa has a question over here. How do you put the two sugars together? So Rashi says, we have Kilkul of the case of Kilkul. Smash the guy. Taisa cannot learn that way, because that's not the case of the Mishkan. Therefore, Taisa has, what's the case over here? Unless you toss Taisa, it's true at all, case of a mitzvah. That means Taisa cannot answer Rashi, you saw Rashi, and it's an underpaid dollar. But to smash a person is not the way they did in the Mishkan. That's not Nichol get a Tzvich L'Gufay. That's the tachlis of the Mishkan. A sixth machloikis of Avu and Rabbi Yochanan. This machloikis, where is it coming from? According to Taisa, it's machloikis in the Mishkan. According to Rashi, you cannot say it this way. Like a Yehuda. A seventh point is when the Gemara said Tzorach L'Kalbay, Tzorach L'Afarori, what's the Gemara mean Tzorach L'Kalbay? What's coming to answer over here? Rashi says coming to answer, it's a Tikkun Gomer, it's a Yehuda. Taisa says coming to answer, it's a Tikkun Ksas, it's a Shimon. Rashi says coming to tell you it's ain't Tzrich L'Gufay, it's a Yehuda. And Taisa says coming to tell you it's Tzrich L'Gufay, it's a Shimon. That means when the Gemara said Tzorach L'Kalbay, Tzorach L'Afarori, what's it saying? Rashi is saying it's 2 points, and Tosfos is saying two opposite points over here. The case of Tzorach L'Kalbay isn't considered Tzrich L'Gufay or not. The. And I'm sorry, Kesa Tzarech L'Kabbe is Nichol et Tzrich L'Gufoy. And therefore, Tzarech says, if that's, once it is that so, according to Tzarech L'Shitosli, he's a Baya, a Chayf L'Kumoy, a Ein Tzarech L'Afaroy, why is that not Nichol Gede Tzrich L'Gufoy? That means Rashi has no problem, only Tzarech has a problem, he has to answer certain words that are a little bit ambiguous over here. The case of burning Eitzim to cook food, is that Nichol Gede of Kilkul? Rashi L'Shitosli calls it Kilkul. Look at the thing itself. Tzarech looks at the case of Tikkun, because that's how it was in the case of the Mishkan. When the Gemara says, Mali taken by Milo, Mali taken by the case of a Kli, what does that mean? Rashi says that means the case of taking Gavra according to Yehuda. The way Abshim means, it said it means Tzrich L'Gufoy according to Abshim. That means there are 10 different points in the Sugya, all the Shitosim between Rashi and Tosis over here. By Bez Hashem, next Sugya is Mesasik. That means that's the last of Lech Mach Shabbos. That means the whole Zman we went through, come out everything, Abshim Eskavin, Kilkul, Kalachiyad, all the cases. The last one is Sugya Daf Ayin Beis. It's very important to see with Kiregi and Shuvah and Simen Ches, that's where all the lumps is built from. Afterwards, we'll have Chazorah for a week. Again, the gate to the test, whatever you learned the past month, that means the Melacha of the Ariga and Korea and Teifer and Mechatech, and Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufoy and Mesasik and Kilkul, that will be on the test, meaning from the Sugya downwards till the Peskim on the page. The gate to also, we're going to have a test, plus the cumulative of the past, meaning whatever you learned before in Dov Shem Eskavim, Sik ratio, Ksiva, Meichet, Tzven, Sirtut, then only to get what says on the page of the Mishnah Berurah, meaning the Mishnah Berurah, be a lochon Shari Tzion, not the Taz, not the Magarum, not the Sugyas. Atzlocha.
Gaya!
Gaya!
Gaya! No.